The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmerehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Mem Vav. Today's daf has been dedicated to Ilun Ishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Latzlachat Hayale Savali Israel Bayabasha Ba'avir Ubayam. They should continue to Bezat Hashem to have success fighting against the enemies, and Jagadosh Baruch Hu should protect the citizens of Eretz Israel in all the regions, that they should have Shemira Yitera, extra protection, that they should not, Chas V'Shalom, be affected by the terrorists that are trying to, Chas V'Shalom, damage our country and our people. Jagadosh Baruch Hu shall give us victory over all our enemies and give Shalom, Sim Shalom Ba'aretz, Ubal Sion Goel, Amen V'Amen. We are studying on Daf Mem Vav Amud Rishon, and we begin today's Daf on the second line. Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Bar Kapara. Omer Haya Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would say, Ibre Ola Shin Totru, the bones or the limbs of the Korban Ola that remained on the Mizbeah from the night before. Ose Lahen Ma'aracha Bifne Atzma Vesodran. We make a special ma'aracha, a special pyre for them the next morning, and we place the leftovers on this special pyre, and we burn them. Va'afilu b'Shabbat. And even if this is on Shabbat, meaning the leftovers from the Korbanot of Friday are placed on the Mizbeah, and Shabbat morning when we get up, if they're still not burned yet, so we take them and we burn them on a special pyre. That was the Shita of Rabbi Meir that we learned on yesterday's daf, that held that besides the regular Ma'aracha Gedola, and besides the Ma'aracha Shiniya Shel Ketoret, there was a third Ma'aracha, besides the other Ma'aracha Kiyuma Ish, but there was a third or fourth Ma'aracha that was for the Evarim and the Pedarim that were not consumed by the fire the night before. Of course, we learned that it was placed on the Mizbeah. It had to be on the Mizbeah. I want to point that out. It had to be at least on the Mizbeah, or it had to be on the Sovev, or it had to be on the Kevish. Because if it wasn't on one of those three places, then already, by the next morning, it's pasul, it's lina. It went a night, not being on the Mizbeah. You do not burn it on the Mizbeah anymore. Tosfot did point out, which we should say it out now, that if it's on the Yesod is the base that's not considered on the Mizbeah. And therefore, let's say there was a lot of meat, let's say, and they weren't able to put it all on the Mizbeah at night, so they put some of it in the Yesod. By the next morning, that's lina, it's pasul, and therefore you cannot burn it on the Mizbeah. But the point is, you had a special pyre. Pyre means wood with a fire and all that, and they would have to take the leftovers, either the stuff that didn't burn, like I said, it was on one of those parts of the Mizbeah, or the stuff that was on the fire but didn't burn totally, or stuff that was on the fire that fell off. In all those cases, the next morning they would gather the limbs and they would put it on their special fire. The Hiddush Rabbi Meir says today as well is Afilu B'Shabbat, which is even on Shabbat. You might have argued and said, well, maybe Shabbat, we don't burn extra things besides the mandatory, obligatory Korbanot. The Hiddush is Afilu B'Shabbat, that you have the leftovers from Friday, that they burned Friday night. Shabbat morning, if there's still stuff there, they take it and put it on their special ma'aracha. So again, let's read that inside. Amar Bi'azam Meshubar Kapara, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, Ebre Ola, Shinitotru, Osei Lahem Ma'aracha Befnei Atzma, Vesodran, Ve'afilu, Beshabbat.
So come to Gemara and says, my kamash ma'alan, bar kapara, what are you teaching us? Tanina, already, we learned this already. This is a braita. Bechol yom hayu sham arba ma'arachot. Which means, we know this is this fact already. The Gemara is going to ask two questions on Bar Kapara's statement. The first question it's going to ask is, well, you're telling me that every day you had a special ma'aracha? We know that already. That's Braita Beferu said in the name of Rabbi Meir that there was a fourth ma'aracha that was for the Evre, Pedarim, and Evarimu Pedarim that were left over. So what do you have to repeat that for? Bar Kapara, it's a Beferu's Braita. So that's the Gemara's first question. Tanina, Bechol Yom Ayusha Bar Ma'arachot. So comes Gemara and says, Amar Av Abin, Lo Nitzrecha Ela LePesulim. Here's the Hiddush that he's coming along to say. That even if the items that were placed on the Ma'aracha were really Pesulim, stuff that's pasul. The Gemara Zibahim talks about different parts of the Qurban. If something happens to them, they're pasul for the Ma'aracha. They should not go up on the Ma'aracha. However, the Gemara says there's certain types of pisulin that if they do go on the Ma'aracha, bidi'avad, you leave them there. So these types of pisulin that you shouldn't have put them up on the Ma'aracha the night before, you put them up on there. Those items now did not burn for some reason. The Hiddush is, the next morning, still you burn them on a separate Ma'aracha. Meaning Bar Kapara's repetition of the statement comes to include that even items that are pisulin that went on the Mizbeach the night before, if they indeed left over the next morning, they put on the extra Ma'aracha. But the Gemara gives a condition. V'davka shemashla bahem ha'ur. But only if the fire began to burn them. Avalo mashla bahem ha'ur lo. But if the fire did not begin to burn them, geez, they were in a place where, let's say, the fire didn't get them at all. Since these items are really pisulin items, and the fire didn't start to burn them, so they're not considered, as Rashi calls them, lahmeh mizbeach. They're not considered the bread of the mizbeach. They're not considered on the mizbeach, really. And therefore, it's pisulin. You just get rid of them outside. You don't have to get rid, you cannot get rid of them on the mizbeach. So we have two conditions over here. Or two rules. We're learning that, yes, pisulin are put on this fourth ma'aracha, but pisulin sheshalta bahem ha'ur. That the fire got them. But if the fire did not begin to burn them, then the Kohen woke up the next morning, he sees these pisulin items on the mizbeach, but what? They're not burnt. The fire didn't get them at all. They do not get put on the special ma'aracha. Tosfot points out, however, if it was kesherin, it doesn't matter if it's shalta bahem ha'ur. I mean, stuff that belongs on the mizbeach lechatechila, there we don't make a hiluk whether it's the fire got it or not. This is only a hiluk in pisulim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says lepisulim. Or actually, we can start from my kamash malan. My kamash malan the kamar oselahin ma'aracha behol. Does he teach me bar kapara when he tells me that you make a special ma'aracha behol? Tanina, we learned already in the Braita, Bechol Yom Ayusham Dalet Ma'arachot. Every day there was four Ma'arachot. Bechada Minayu Levarim Shinitotru. So the Gemara says, the Pesulin, Hanach Di'im Alu Lo Yirdu. What type of Pesulin? The type of Pesulin that the Katala shouldn't go on the Mizbeah. But if they went up on the Mizbeah, they stay up there. Shemash Labe Ma'ur Dema'i Sha'ata Na'asu Lahmosh El Mizbeah. Once the fire starts to consume them, they become literally the bread of the Mizbeah, meaning they become Kodesh to the Mizbeah. Therefore, they deserve to be burnt on the Mizbeah the next morning if they are left over. That's the first version. In a separate fire, in a separate Ma'aracha. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Ika de Amre, we have another version, Ehad Kesherin, Ehad Pesulin. Whether it's parts of the animal that are kesher or pasul imashla behema ur in the ila la. She's according to the second version, even kesherin has to have mashla behema ur to deserve to be burnt the next morning on the special ma'aracha. But if it's not, even kesherin are not. Now we should point out that above when we learned Rashi, Rashi told us where we talked about which type of pieces of meat go on the Mizbeach. He talked about even pieces of meat that were not burnt at all. So you have to say that she was going according to the first Lashon. Because above in the Gemara we were talking about Keshirin. We never discussed Pesulin. And that she was Mashwan is Perush, that even if it was never burnt, meaning it was on the part of the Mizbeach that there was no fire even, it still, he says the next morning, you burn it. So you have to say the Mefashim do point this out, that she above was going according to the first Lashon that said by Kishirin, there's no difference whether it was Shalta Behe Ma'ud or not. That was only according to the Ikad Amri they make a Haluk. That's what she was going like, that Lashon.
But
it would
go on the Marachah Gedolah.
So the Mefashim point that out also. So he says over here, Upesulim Shiim Alu Yirdu Gamkin Enlam Din Hakraba V'Sarik L'Salekam Ma'al Mizbeach. So then he says, what does he do with them? To point out that the Rashi writes in Zevachim, yeah, that the Shi'ur of Mashlab Bahem Ma'ur, to consider it Lachmo Shel Mizbeach, is already a Kol Dehu. Even a drop, once it's singed, even a drop, that's considered Lachmo Shel Mizbeach. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues and says the following. Comes the Gemara and says, Va'afilu b'Shabbat. Now Bar Kapara told us another Hiddush, that this law of burning the extra leftovers applies even on Shabbat. So the Gemara is going to ask, what's the Hiddush on that? Tanina. What do you mean? We learned that already in the Braita as well. Ve'hayom Hamesh. Which means it said on Kippur there's 5 Ma'arachot. There's a special ma'aracha for the leftover evarim and pedarim on Kippur. Now Kippur has the same laws as Shabbat. So if you could put it on Kippur, of course you could put it on Shabbat. So therefore the Gemara's question of Bar Kapara was really twofold. First they asked them, what were you teaching me with Hol? Hol we know already. The Rabbi Breiter clearly said 4. No, the Hadush is that even Pesulin are able to go on the extra ma'aracha. Okay, we handled that. Now you tell me, Va'afilu b'Shabbat. What are you adding? The Braita Beferu said in the name of Rabbi Meir that on Kippur there's 5 Ma'arakot, which means there's an extra Ma'araka. So that she says, Tanina Hayom Chamesh Vare Yom Kippurim Keshabbat. Veketani de Ebre Tamid Shira'ed of Yom Kippurim, Osel Em Ma'araka of Yom Kippurim. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov. It's the Rich. We need Bar Kapara statement. I would have thought, Hanimile Hecha Dechal Yom Kippurim Liyot Achar Shabbat. I would have thought, yeah, what day Yom Kippur do we say you're allowed to burn the leftovers? I would have said that Dafka when Yom Kippur comes out on a Sunday. Why? Because now you're burning the remnants of Shabbat to Kippur. The Halbe Shabbat Kerevim Yom Kippurim. Because I could say that the Chalbesh Shabbat, you can go from Shabbat to Kippur. That's maybe if I just had the Braita statement. But only Chalbesh Shabbat leftovers, which means you woke up Sunday morning, which is Kippur. The stuff that was put on the Mizbeach Shabbat afternoon, from the leftovers of Shabbat, some of that stuff did not burn totally. So I would say, yeah, from Shabbat to Kippur, that's okay. Aval be'emsa Shabbat lo. But I would have said, if Kippur comes out in the middle of the week, it's be'emsa Shabbat, means be'emsa Shavua, comes out on a Tuesday, so therefore I might have said that maybe you don't bring olat chol, the leftovers from chol, to Yom Kippur. Kamash ma'alan, that he comes and says, afilu be'Shabbat. But what does afilu be'Shabbat tell me? Well, Shabbat is always before it a Friday. But therefore you see clearly that you can go from Friday to Shabbat. And therefore you can go from Chol to Yom Kippurim as well. And therefore the Gemara now justifies Bar Kapara's statements, both the beginning of his statement and the end of his statement. The beginning of his statement that he said that there's full, that that's even the Chol, that you have an extra Baracha, yeah, that's to teach you Pesulim. And the end of his statement that said Afilu b'Shabbat is coming along to teach me that don't think only a Kippur.
that's on a Sunday, that type of ki, that type of day, you could bring the leftovers. Kamash malan afilu b'Shabbat, meaning even on a Shabbat, which is followed by a Friday. So therefore, Kippur, even during the week, you'd be able to bring the leftovers. Let's see that she. As she says, no, bechol yom, no. Now, the Mefarshim do have a question on this point over here. One question they have is as follows. Actually, let's read one more statement, and then we'll say the question. Comes again, but it says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Man hai, who is this? De'la hayish nekimhe. That was not careful with his flour. What does it mean to say? When a person puts stuff in a mill, he has to be careful to make sure that he's grinding flour and not refuse and not waste. So he's coming along and saying, what do you mean? Bar kapara, you were not careful in your language. Who is this man that's not careful in what he's grinding? I mean, he's saying things that don't make sense. Why? Ha bechol yom tenan. Says, what are you talking about? If you look at the statement of the Braita clearly said that they burn the extra Evarim and Pedarim on the special Ma'aracha Bechol Yom. What does Bechol Yom mean? Every single day, which means even Shabbat. So therefore, back to the question on Bar Kapara. You're coming and tell me, oh, you know what Hadusha Bar Kapara was? Tell me, Afilu B'Shabbat? Because you would have thought that maybe not on Shabbat. You would have thought that it may be on a Kippur only followed by a Shabbat. And therefore comes Hadush to tell me even a Kippur during the week that's not followed by a Chol. So what are you talking about? In the statement of the Blaita itself, it says every day. What does every day mean? Every day, even Shabbat. So we're back to the question again. What did you have to tell me Bar Kapara Afilu B'Shabbat? Isn't that clearly stated in the Braita? Again, when Rabbi Meir made his statement in the Braita, he said, every day you make four marachot. What does every day mean? Every day is every day. Even Shabbat. So therefore, if it's explicit in the Braita, there's no reason why Bar Kapara had to reiterate Afilu B'Shabbat. That's what Rabbah is saying. He says, well, he wasn't careful. Lo hashekimcheh. He's not careful in his words. He's not careful of what he's grinding. Is he grinding flour? Is he grinding refuse? He's not being careful. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, no, not again. No, Rashi again. Bechol yom. Okay. Hayu arba marachot tenan v'afilu b'Shabbat b'mashma. So the Gemara concludes over here. Kasha. Did you write this? This is a question that we cannot answer. Now, we know that whenever it says Kasha, there's an answer, but it's maybe a doha. When it says Tiyufta, it's usually a knockout refutation. So the Ritba says over here, because she can answer and say when it says Bechol Yom, it means weekdays. Right, it's not discussing the issue of Shabbat. Bechol Yom Osim Arba Marachot. I gotta get to Shabbat over here. So there was, since you can answer Bechol Yom is weekday, so therefore technically you're able to get out of it. Fort Yesharim over here asked the question. He says, what's the Gemara asking on Bar Kapara? That he said Afilu B'Shabbat. And we want to know the Hiddush. So comes the Tosfot Yeshiva. I'll tell you the Hiddush. Maybe Bar Kapara is coming to teach us that even Evarim that are Pisulim, that remain from, let's say, Friday, the Hiddush is Shabbat morning, you're able to burn them on a special Managah. Because you might think maybe Evarim Pisulim, maybe no. Because it's Pisulim, you're burning Pisulim on Shabbat. Kamash Mahalan Bar Kapara, when he says Afilu B'Shabbat, is coming to tell me Pisulim, just like we said in the Resha. In the Resha, when he came along and said you make a special, you have to make a special Manacha Behol. We said, oh, we said it already. No, the Hiddush is that you make a special one even for Pisulim. Good. Afilu B'Shabbat is coming to add that even for Pisulim on Shabbat, you burn it on the special Manacha. To that, the Tosfot Yeshanim answers, Sheachashnit Ba'er Kevash Shevanim Pisulim Kishemash Labeh Ma'ur Hem Hashuvim
Once already we proved that when Evarim Pesulim, Mashla Behemaur, it's considered Lachmeh Mizbeyah, Harim Kilach Moshe Mizbeyah, Imkem Mistaber Gam Shein Chiluk Ben Yom Chol Shabbat. Then already there's no logic to separate between Chol and Shabbat. So that's obvious. So I don't have to give that Chiluk already. But once I proved that Pesulim are viable, finished. What's the difference between Chol to Shabbat? So the Gemara's question was, oh, we said it once. So the Gemara came and thought to answer. The Hiddush is that you might have thought only when Kippur falls out on a Sunday, because we have Shittot that are more lenient, that when you go from Shabbat to Yom Tov, or Shabbat to Kippur, like those type of leftovers you could burn in the Mizbeah. Kamash Rambar Kapara, that even on a Shabbat, when you're going from Chol to Shabbat, you could burn. So that gave what I said, what we're talking about. Now we also know. Didn't the Braita say, Bechol Yom? Bechol yom means even on Shabbat. That's the Gemara left off with a kashya. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ufliga de Rav Huna. This is arguing against Rav Huna. Now, Rav Huna's argument is going to be against Bar Kapara and against Rava. Which means they learned that when we say Bechol Yom, it means even Shabbat. That means they learned that the leftovers can be burnt from Friday to Shabbat. Now we're going to see Rav Huna argues on that. Ufliga de Rav Huna. Now normally, Ufliga de Rav Huna, you learn it that they are arguing on Rav Huna. But the way that she learns it over here, Ufliga de Rav Huna is arguing on them. Right, Ufliga de Rav Huna, she says, Adivre Adivar Kapara Vadrava. Now, the Amar, because he said, Tehilato dohe, sofo eno dohe. What does this mean? Tehilato, the beginning of the Korban. What is the beginning of the Korban Ola? The Shaita. That's the beginning. The beginning of the Korban is dohe. What does it mean, dohe? It's dohe Shabbat. We know that Shaita Ola, right, the olah is bringing in the morning. Of course, the shaita, the zidikat dam, is duha Shabbat. Sofo eno duha. What is sofo? What's the end of the korban? The haktara. They're putting it on the mizbeah. So the Gemara is learning of sofo eno duha, meaning on the Friday korban, right? You did ben arvayim. You did the haktara of the Friday korban is not duha Shabbat. Meaning the leftovers of that Friday, ben arba'im, you can't burn it on Shabbat. So therefore, that arguing on bar kapara nava, because they wanted to say afilu the Shabbat. There's no difference. You go to the leftovers of Friday's olah, burn it on. Right, burn it, regular kishanim. Burn it on Friday. Burn it on Shabbat. Here, Rav Huna is saying no. Rav Huna is saying that sofo eno doher. Sofo means, again, get the lashon. Sofo, the end of the process of the olah is what? The haktara, the burning it. Now, on Friday afternoon, they brought the korban tamid shel ben arba'im. They took the, not the tamid shel ben arba'im, they brought the korbanot. Not the korbanot, they brought, let's say, the korbanot, including the tamid shel ben arba'im. And what do they do with the limbs and the bones of it? They put it on the marakat to burn it the whole night. Rav Huna is telling you, they wake up Shabbat morning, there's leftovers from that Korban, you do not burn it on Shabbat. Sofo ena duhe. The second stage means the end stage. Look at Rashi. Tehilato duhe, tamid shel Shabbat, nishat b'Shabbat, v'kare b'Shabbat. That we know. The Korban tamid of Shabbat, you slaughter it on Shabbat, as well as you finish the process, and you can even bring it on the Shabbat. We know that. Sofo eno dohe, meaning tamid shel ereb Shabbat, the tamid from the day before, en evanav niktarim mishetachshach, which means once Shabbat comes, you cannot put anything on the Mizbeah. Ela ma'alan mebi'ojom. You're only allowed to put them on the Mizbeah from Friday, mebi'ojom. But once Shabbat comes, bar dohe. So that obviously argues on bar kapara. Because bar kapara, no, it's not on. Which means,
you didn't.
According to what we're saying here now, is you slaughtered the Korban on Friday. Okay? Now you have to put it on the Mizbeah. Now, you have to put on the Mizbeah, according to Rav Huna, on Erev Shabbat. Once Shabbat, if you didn't, Once Shabbat comes down, you didn't put this on the Mizbeach, he's not allowing you to throw it on the Mizbeach. Now, certainly, the leftovers on Shabbat morning, certainly you're not going to put on a special Maracha. So clearly Ravuna is arguing against Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara allowed you Shabbat morning, stuff that didn't burn on the Mizbeach from the yesterday's Olah, burn it again on Shabbat. So you see clearly Ravuna is arguing on these opinions. That goes further, Gufa. We had a statement above. Ama Ravuna. Ravuna said, Tamid, Teqillato Duhe, Sofo Ena Duhe. Ravuna said that the Korban Tamid Tehillato Dohe. The beginning of the Korban Tamid is Dohe Shabbat. So for, but the end of it is not Dohe. So the Gemara now is going to give a machloket on what this statement means. We understood it's all talking about Shabbat. So the Gemara says, "My Eno Dohe." What does it mean when Ravuna said Eno Dohe? Rav Chisda Amar. Dohe et Shabbat ve'eno dohe et tum'ah. New interpretation. Rav Chisda says the beginning is dohe Shabbat, the end is dohe Shabbat, meaning the Korban of Friday you could burn on Shabbat. So what did it say eno dohe? Different item. Tum'ah. The end of the Korban is not dohe betum'ah. We'll see what that means. Ve'rabba with a he amar dohe et tum'ah. The Korban can be brought betum'ah, ve'eno dohe et Shabbat, like we learned, that it's not dohe Shabbat. So we have a machloket what eno dohe means. Is it eno dohe Shabbat or eno dohe tum'ah? So the Gemara says, look at Rashi, Gufa, Amar Ravuna, mai eno dohe et tum'ah, hekter halabim ve'emurim, Ela zirikat damo bilvad. She's the only item that's dochet tum'ah is the sprinkling of the blood. Let's say there was no kohanim, only kohanim were tume'im. That's the only ones you're able to find. So the hadush is what zirikat dam you could do, but after that, meaning the kaktara, cannot be done betum'ah. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Amar le abaye le Rabba le dida kasha ulav hazda kasha. According to Rabbah's interpretation, there's a question. According to Rav Chisda, there's a question. According to Rabbah, there's a question. Why do you say that haktara cannot be done betum'ah? Dichtib b'mu'ado. I'm sorry, why do you say that we are dohet tum'ah? Meaning you can bring the korban. Not on Shabbat. You can bring the korban betum'ah. That's Rabbah said. It's dohet tum'ah. What's the reason? Dichtib b'mu'ado. By Korban Tamid Ola, it says the word Mu'ado in its time. And from that pasuk we learn, Va'afilu betum'ah. So Shabbat Nameh. Be'mu'ado, Va'afilu be'Shabbat. So for the same reason that you wave tum'ah, you should wave Shabbat. Because the pasuk be'mu'ado in its time. In its time means, Afilu betum'ah, Afilu be'Shabbat. So Rabbi, why do you make a haluk between Duhe tum'ah, but not Duhe Shabbat? Now he asked the question the other way. Rav Chisda Kashya, Ma'ishena Shabbat. Why do you say that it's Duhay Shabbat? Tichti b'mo'ado, afilu b'Shabbat. Tum'ah nameh b'mo'ado v'afilu b'tum'ah. According to you, it should be Duhay Tum'ah, again because of the word b'mo'ado, which is basically the Gemara is asking, Abayesh asking a question on both of them. Once you doresh the word mo'ado, how do you split it? The mo'ado should teach you, it's Duhay Shabbat. But what are we talking about Duhay Shabbat? The Friday Korban that you brought ben Arba'im should be Duhay Shabbat, as well as being Duhay Tum'ah. So Abaye is guessing according to both of them. You both agree to the Dirash of Bimu'ado. So why do you make Daba? You say Bimu'ado, oh, Afilu Bitum'ah. So say Bimu'ado, Afilu Bishabbat. You, Rav Chisda, you come along and say Bimu'ado, Bitum'ah. Why not Bishabbat as well? Which means learn the Mu'ado for everything. So comes the Gemara and says, Arle. This is now Rabbah answering Abaye. Lo le didi kasha ve'lo le Rav Chisda kasha. It's not a kasha, not according to me, and not according to Rav Chisda. Le didi lo kasha. According to me, it's not a kasha. Sofo kitilato. Rabbah says I compare the end, the haktara, to the tilat, to the shechita. Tum'ad tilato bar midhiya. Who? Which means, we all agree that a shechita of the olah could be done betum'ah. When I say shechita, I mean shechita as well as Zirika. So tum'ah detchilato bar midchiyah tum'ahu sofoname dache. So therefore I'll say, just like the tehillah of the Qurban is doche, I'll say sofo of the Qurban is doche. Meaning, if the only Qurban that are around for the haktara are tumi'im, do it. I mean, I have a precedence. I see that tehillato tum'ah doche, so therefore I'll say sofo, tehillato doche. However, Shabbat, detchilato lav bar midchiyah Shabbatu. The shechita of a Friday ben arba'im korban, if you missed it, cannot be done on Shabbat. Let's say they missed the korban tamid ben arba'im on Friday. Could you go now Friday night and be shochetet? Of course, techilat korban out of its time is not tochei Shabbat. Sofoname lo dache. So Rabba says the sofo also is not going to be tochei. Meaning, if you slaughtered it on Friday, all you have left over is now daktara. Just like the shechita of Friday is not going to be duchei Shabbat, the haktara of Friday is not going to be duchei Shabbat. So that's the opinion of Rava. Rav Chisda la kasha. Rav Chisda says, I also have a kasha on me. Why? Sofo ketchilato. I will also compare the sof to the tehila. How? Let le Shabbat dehutrahi besibur. Which means, we know a rule on Shabbat, you're allowed to slaughter the Qurban Olah. Why? Because we have a principle that the Qurban is Hutra B'Sibur. Hutra means it's 100% Mutar. Not that we're giving a leniency over here. The Torah allows it like a Tehillah. Hutra means it's Mutar without any questions. So I could argue like this. I could say Shabbat, that's Hutra B'Sibur. So there I'll tell you, Sofo Name Dache. Therefore I'll tell you, the Sofo is also Doche. Meaning, just like I could slaughter on Shabbat the Qurban, any problems with it? Hutar 100%. So too I'll argue and say, Sofo, meaning Friday's Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, that I didn't get it on the Mizbeah yet, Hutra. Put it on the Mizbeah. Just like the Hilato is Hutra, Sofo will also be Hutra. However, Tum'ah, the Dehuyai Besibur. How do we allow a Kohen, let's say, to bring a Qurban Betum'ah?
No, the choice.
It's Bish'at Adahak. It's not Lichat Tahilah. It's if we don't have a choice. The way that she says, Dehuyah Bekoshi Hutra. With great struggle, we were matir it. Mechol Kama De'efshar Me'adrina Ana Teorin. I mean, the more you could find Teorin, you have to struggle to find Teorin. So the Gemara says, Tum'ah De Dehuyai Besibur. I'll say, listen, the beginning of the Qurban, which is the main kapara, the sprinkling of the blood, I'll say, tum'ah dehuya, because that's really the main part of the Qurban. However, sofo de'lav ikar kapara lo dahi. But I'll say the end of the Qurban, which is the haktara, which is really not integral for kapara, I'll say that it's not going to be dohe tum'ah. So what happened over here was, both Rabban and Rav Chisda gave valid reasonings why they made a difference between Shabbat and tum'ah. Because the Gemara's question on them was, hey, both of you agreed to the word b'mo'ado. Now once the word b'mo'ado is written, b'mo'ado should mean afilu b'shabbat, b'mo'ado afilu b'tum'ah. Whereas Rabbah and Rav Chisda, they split. Rabbah comes along and says that what, when it says b'mo'ado, it means b'tum'ah. No problem, you can bring it b'tum'ah, but you can't bring it b'shabbat. So the Gemara asked him, hey, what's the hiluk? So he comes and says, well, but by tum'ah, I have a logic. I know that tehillat korban can be brought by tum'ah. We know that. The shaitan, the zirika can be brought. It says only kohanim tumim, you bring it. So I'll say, just like the tehillat can be brought by tum'ah, sofo can also be brought by tum'ah. Meaning the haktara can also be brought by tum'ah. Beautiful. What about Shabbat? Well, Shabbat, it's not so. Shabbat, I'll tell you that what? The tehillat Qurban, meaning Friday's Qurban, I cannot slaughter it on Shabbat. The tehillah of the Qurban, let's say they forgot to bring the Qurban on Friday, for whatever reason. So since tehillah is not Dohe, Sofo will also not be Dohe. Therefore it's not Dohe Shabbat. Comes up, as that goes the opposite way. Now Hezdak comes along and says, I'm going to argue with you and say, it's Dohe Shabbat, but it's not Dohe Tum'ah. You know why? Because I tell you, when we look at Shabbat and a Korban Olah, we're working with a principle, Shabbat is Hutra. Which is when it comes to a Korban, Shabbat doesn't exist, you can bring it, it's Mutar, it's not Bidi'avad, it's Mutar, like a Tehillah. So I'll argue like this, just like on a regular Shabbat. You're allowed to slaughter a Korban? Shabbat is Hutra. So I'll tell you also, so far, meaning Friday's Korban that you didn't get on the Mizbeah yet, Hutra. However, Tum'ah works with a Sevrav Dehuya. Dehuya means you have no choice, we'll let you do it. But if you have another way out, don't take the way out. And therefore, granted, Tehillat Korban is Dehuya, Tum'ah Dehuya. Why? Because that's the main item of the Qurban. The Shaitan is in the Kat Adam. That's where the Kapara is. So therefore, just because the Tehillah of the Qurban is Dohe, does not necessarily mean I'm going to be Mekel on Sofah. Meaning at the Haktara point. Now we only have Kohanim, let's say, Timi'im. I'll say, you know what? You don't need it. Don't get involved in it. Therefore, just leave it. So therefore, that's the logic between Rabbah and Rav Chisda. Why they make a Hiduk between Shabbat and Tum'ah, each one respectively. Going back. Now, when we brought Rabbah's statement, Rabbah said, the Gemara said, Ufliga de Ravuna. That Rav Huna said that I'm arguing against Bar Kapara and Rava. That could only be going according to the way Rava understood. Meaning, when Rav Huna said that Sofo is not Dohe, he meant Sofo is not Dohe Shabbat. And therefore that's arguing on Bar Kapara, because Bar Kapara held that the Korban of Friday can be burnt on Shabbat. So therefore it's going according to that one opinion. But you're right, according to Rav Chisda, it's not a question. She dibura matzil Shabbat de Tchilato, that's the third line in Ashi. That she says Shabbat de Tchilato de Tamid de Erev Shabbat Lav Bar Mitchiya Shabbat. But the Tamid of Erev Shabbat of Friday does not do Shabbat. Share ben Arba'im Nishat. Because it has to be slaughtered ben Arba'im. Vedam Nifsal Bishkiyat Hama. And the blood becomes Pasul once Shikiyah comes. Now this was said in Rava. Now, the Mashma'ut from Rashi over here is that if it wasn't for the blood that becomes Pasul at Shikiyah, so then already it would be Dohe Shabbat. Now the question of the Rashash is, how is sprinkling of blood Dohe Shabbat? What's the issur in sprinkling that you would have to tell me it's Dohe Shabbat? So the Mefarshim bring down from the Rashba that says the Azara of the Beit HaMikdash had a din of Reshut Rabbim. And therefore, the reason why it would need to be Dohe Shabbat, because you'd have to carry the blood from, you know, the one point to the Hazara to the Mizbeah to sprinkle. So therefore, really, the sprinkling of the blood entails the Hui Shabbat. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Tehillato is not the Hui Shabbat. Which means that were it not for the fact that the blood became Pasul, the blood becomes Pasul anyway, but were it not become Pasul, still Rabbah is telling it's not Dohe Shabbat. Where's the Dehayat Shabbat? We're carrying the blood and the Azara, which is Rishut Rabbim. Good. If Tehillato is not Dohe, Rabbah says Sofo is also not Dohe. What is Sofo? You have the meat. And it was slaughtered and it was sprinkled. Now you want to just put it on the Mizbeah on Shabbat. Mat Tehillato in Dohe, Sofo in Dohe as well. The Maskanat Gemara, the following conclusions come out. You have Ivre Tamid Shinitotru Biyom Chol. You have the leftover of Korban Tamid that got left over from Chol. According to Shitat Rashi, you have a Mahloket amongst the two Lashonot in the Gemara. According to the first Lashon, if you have items that are Kasher, meaning that we're able to go on the Mizbeah, like a Tehillah, no problem. Even if the next morning not even singed, Doesn't matter, you can burn them in the barakah. Whereas pisulin, davka, they had to be, that the fire that was started, the mashlabeh ma'ud. Good. According to the second lashon, even kishirin, to be placed back on the barakah, has to, the new barakah, has to be mashlabeh ma'ud. Second din that comes out, ivret tamid, shilchol, that got left over on Shabbat. Now you went from Chol to Shabbat. According to Rashi, comes out we have a great mahlok between Bar Kapara and Ravuna Aliba de Rabba. Let's review that. According to Bar Kapara, if you have leftover items from the Chol, Bar Kapara says, Afilu b'Shabbat. What does Afilu b'Shabbat mean? Friday's leftovers. On Shabbat morning, you put on the special Maharaka. Rava also concurred with that. However, Rav Huna said eno dohe, and the way Rava explained eno dohe means eno dohe Shabbat, meaning Friday. Sofo eno dohe, Friday's Korban, if it didn't get burnt, cannot be burnt on Shabbat. So it comes out of machloket amongst those rabbis. Les din evre tamid betumah. What's the din of bringing the Korban tamid? Betum'ah. So again, according to Rashi, it's a machloket between Rava and Rav Chisda, which means, can you bring it betum'ah? According to Rav Chisda, you don't bring it betum'ah. Although the zirikah can be done betum'ah, but the haktara, because haktara is not ikar, kapara. Whereas according to Rava, indeed you can. Because since we see already, tehilato can be done betum'ah, so he says, so far also done betum'ah. That's the maskanot that come out of the sugya. Comes the Gemara further and says, itmar, we have a statement. Hamchabe esh machta umenorah. A person went now and he extinguished the fire or the coals that were in the machta. The machta, we learned, is the shovel, I'm referring to Kippur over here, the gold shovel, that they shoveled up the coals in order to bring them, the fnai v'defnim, to bring the ketoret. So the guy, after he took the coals and put them in the shovel, he extinguished them. Or let's say menorah. We learned in the previous daf that sometimes when the menorah would go out, they would have to go to the mizbeh haitzon, take coals, and from that coals of the mizbeh haitzon, relight the menorah. So when it was in the shovel, the guy went and he extinguished them. Is there any isur over here? So comes the Gemara and says, Abaye Amar Hayav. Abaye says Hayav. Because the Pasuk says, Esh tami tukad ala mizbeyah lo tikhbe. So he's learning that even if it's in the Mahta and you extinguish them, it's considered Isur. Rava Amar Patur. But says no, there's no Isur. Now the Gemara explains, Dechabya berosho shel mizbeyah. Meaning, if the shovel is still on top of the mizbeah, you shoveled up, but it's still on top of the mizbeah, you didn't bring it down yet, and you extinguished the coals on the shovel, everybody agrees that's considered mizbeah. Because the pasuk says, Esh tamitukar al mizbeah. So as long as the shovel is still on the mizbeah, it has a din of mizbeah, and it says, Lot tichbe, everybody agrees it's going to be an achayuv. Ki peligi de achte a'ara v'chabya. The machloket is you shoveled it and you brought the shovel down to the ground and now you extinguished it. Abaye amar hayav. Abaye says you're still hayav. Why? Esha mizbeyahu. We still consider it esha mizbeyah, even though it's not on the mizbeyah. But since it was gotten from the mizbeyah, even though now it's on the ground, it's considered part of the yisur of lo tichbe. Ar patur. What's Rava's logic? Kevan de nitka nitka. Which means, once already it was removed, it's removed. Right. Although it was taken from the Mizbeah, although it's still in the shovel itself, but it's not on the Mizbeah. And therefore the only isut of kibiyah, of extinguishing, is on the Mizbeah proper. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela hadamar Rav Nachman amar Abba bar Abu. Hamurid gachelet me'al gabe hamizbeach v'chiba hayav. We have a statement that says a person takes a gachelet, right, off the mizbeach, and what he extinguishes it, he's going to be hayav. So comes the Gemara and says, Keman, who is this going like? Kabeye, Which is, this sounds like it's going like Abaye, because Abaye is the one that holds that even stuff that's off the Mizbayah is considered Hayav. Gemara says, Afilu Tema Kirava. I can say that even Rava will agree to this case over here. How? Hatam lo intik li mitzvata. Haka intika li mitzvata. Where did Rava say when it's off the mizbeach you have no problem? When it was removed for another mitzvah. Meaning when you took the shovel and you brought it down the mizbeach, now it's not considered mizbeach anymore. Now it's considered what? It's in the shovel, it's a new mitzvah. Therefore if you extinguish it, you're not chayav. But she'ik in here, a coal falls off the mizbeach, let's say. According to the halakha, you got to put it back. Meaning it still belongs to the mizbeach. When you come along and extinguish a coal that fell off the mizbeach, that's considered chayav even according to Rava. So there's a difference when it's separated for another mitzvah. Now it's considered not part of the mizbeach anymore. But she'ik in, if the coal just fell off, right? The deen is, put it back. Still shayach to the mizbeach. Or you extinguished it. It's considered an extinguishing on the mizbeach. And you're going to be hayav. Comes the Gemara and says, another version. Comes the Gemara and says, Ika de Amri. First white line. De'achte a'ar'a ve'kabya. If the guy shoveled. Right? He brought the shovel to the ground. Vechabiani extinguished it. According to this version, is not a machloket. Everybody agrees once it's off the mizbeach and it's in the machta, it's patur. It's not considered mizbeach. Ki pelige dechabia beroshol shel mizbeach. The machloket is even if it's on top of the mizbeach, still in the shovel. Machloket. Abaye amar chayav. Esha mizbeachu. He says it's on the mizbeach. It's chayav. Rava amar patur. Why? Kivan de natka natka. Once you took it off the maracha and you put it in the shovel, I don't give it to the mizbeach. It's in the shovel now. It's removed. Removed. It's not going to be chayav. Right. The Gemara asks the same question. Elaha de amar Rav Nachman amar Rabba bar Abu. Hamorid gachelet me'al gabeah mizbeach. A guy takes a coal, right? Comes off the mizbeach, v'chaba, and he extinguishes it. Hayav, keman. Who's this going like? Lo k'abaye ve'lo k'raba. Jesus is not going like anybody over here because you're telling me hayav. Whereas according to we learned that when you take the mahta off the mizbeach, everybody wants to say patur. And here you're telling me when it's off the mizbeach on the ground, hayav. Kabbalah says, no. Hatam lo intik le mitzvata. Hacha intik le mitzvata. Kabbalah gives the haluk again. There, when it was on the shovel, it was removed for a mitzvah. And therefore, you got two things. It's removed for a mitzvah, and it's on the ground. Everybody will say in that case, patur. Mashiach, in this case, over the coal is just on the ground. It's off the mizbeach, but it's not in tikle mitzvata. You got to go put it back on the mizbeach. So even Abaye and Rava will say in this case, you're going to be hayav. Adran ha'alak, tarafe kalti.